The Warriors take down the Mavericks to close out the 2016 portion of the schedule as Kevin Durant tallies his first triple-double with the Warriors, the eighth of his career, with 19 points, 11 rebounds, and a season-high 10 assists. Klay Thompson had a game-high 29 points behind five three-pointers. Stephen Curry scored 14 points to go with five assists, and Draymond Green had 13 points, eight rebounds, and seven assists on the evening as the Warriors finished the 2016 calendar year with a 72-12 regular season record. The exact same mark the team finished with in the 2015 calendar year. And the 144-24 combined regular season record over 2015 and 2016 is the best winning percentage in consecutive years in NBA history, with the Warriors winning their final game of 2016, 108-99 the final. Here's Coach Kerr and Draymond.
I thought we were pretty good for three quarters. You know, we didn't close the game well. I don't want us to take winning for granted. You know, I feel like there's kind of an expectation, you know, for us to win from our players, from everybody. And there's a danger there in the expectation, in that not so much anything other than it can take the life out of the joy out of it. And I want to make sure that our players are still out there having fun and that our fans are also not taking anything for granted. So, you know, we've been so lucky the last few years to have the talent that we do on this team. We've had so much success. Right now, it feels like everybody kind of thinks, well, it's just supposed to happen, so it's going to happen. But you got to enjoy it while it lasts, because it doesn't last forever.
Steve, with all that's been made over the last three games or a few days about the turnovers, you guys had nine until late there, it seemed.
And it was 30, better.
31 assists.
Yeah. It was better. We still made a few careless ones, and those are the ones that I'm really trying to harp on. So I thought it could have been, you know, eight or nine, but it was definitely a step in the right direction. Well, we still have to be mindful about what we're doing, what we're trying to accomplish every possession.
Coach, with KD getting his first triple-double as a Warrior, was he doing anything differently tonight? Was he looking at the game differently?
No, it's just who he is. It's just how he plays. He's a great passer, and obviously, he can score anytime, and he's one of our best rebounders. So the triple-double is just a byproduct of who he is. And if Draymond hadn't gotten in foul trouble early, he would have had one too. Probably he was really close and came close in only 26 minutes. So both those guys, I thought, played really well.
Was that a quiet triple-double? I mean, I looked at the stat sheet. I was like,
I didn't notice. I didn't notice until after the game.
Just getting back to the turnover one last time, the Warriors actually lead the league in assist to turnover ratio.
Right.
So how much of a function of just the passing game really is a part of those turnovers?
Well, we do play fast. We do move the ball a lot. But I always look at the turnovers themselves. I don't really look at the numbers. I look at the tape. And, there's certain ones that there's no need to throw, you know. So I'm thrilled that we moved the ball well. I'm thrilled with our ratio, but it's just kind of individual plays that we have to eliminate. And the guys talk about it all the time. I talk about it all the time. It's making the simple play, keeping it simple. And when we do that, we're a lot harder to beat.
I know it really doesn't matter the grand scheme of things tonight, but what did you think about Harrison Barnes and how he played tonight?
He was great. He had it going, and he's found a nice spot in their game. You know, just with the face-up game, you know, just kind of posting up around 20 feet and turning and facing, and one dribble pull-ups, quick shots, and he's in a great groove. He's having a hell of a year.
Klay had another one of those scoring sprees there in the third quarter at 17 points in the quarter. I know you kind of get used to it a little bit with one guy or another doing that, but when it's Klay that's doing that and the other guys are sometimes watching from the bench, does it do any more for your team when you see him getting into a groove like that?
Yeah, everybody enjoys it. You know, our guys can feel it and sense it, and they start feeding him. And obviously, you know, a lot of the shots that he makes are threes, so the points are adding up, and we like when he does that.
You know, it's good to get the ball moving like that, especially like us, you know, as we've talked about in the game where it's not clicking. No one guy where Clay a little bit there in the third, you know, where he hit a few shots, but it was never no just one guy where you like, he's hot, he's got it going, we're going to him. You know, sometimes we can get that way because we got so many guys that can get hot like that. It wasn't that tonight. It was just everybody moving the ball around, sharing the ball, getting buckets here, getting buckets there, and it's nice like that in the NBA. Over the course of 82 games, you're going to have those type of nights, and it's good that we can have that type of ball movement, getting everybody involved to where – one guy or two guys doesn't have to shoulder that load every single night. You can kind of do it, you know, together as a team. And I think tonight was one of those games where it was a complete team effort and, you know, everybody chipped in.
I think Kevin's triple-double was maybe only your second or third as a team this season. Is it hard to get a triple-double on this team because of how spread out the rebounds and the assists can be?
I think everything is definitely spread out. I mean, it's just not something that, you know, we don't go out there saying, hey, man, like, AK, you got this many rebounds. Go ahead and try. Like, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, who cares? And so, you know, that's kind of the way we approach things. Nobody's out there trying to get stats or, you know, doing this or doing that for themselves. It's all about the team. And, you know, stuff does get spread out a bit, especially the way we move the ball. If I catch the ball, you know, it may be a great assist chance for Steph or for KD. But if Clay's open, I'm going to swing it. And that's kind of how our entire team is. You know, if I swing it to Steph and somebody else is open, he's going to swing it for an even better shot. So it definitely makes it a little tougher, but it's not a bad thing for sure.
Draymond, this is a two-part question. Are you surprised that it took this while for him to get his first triple-double? And secondly, can you talk about how this year has been for you personally and professionally as you head into 2017 and do you make New Year's resolutions?
I mean, I'm not necessarily – I can't sit here and say I'm surprised that it took him this long to get a triple-double because it's not something I think about or we think about. Honestly, I didn't know this was his first one. I thought he already had one. I know he had several games where he's right there, so I thought he already had one. But, you know, it's good to see him put those type of numbers up because when he's putting those type of numbers up, you know, we're a very good team. So – no, that's definitely great. And then, you know, my year in review, it's been a very interesting one. You know, it's been – I think it's been great. You know, I take the good with the bad. You know, there's been a couple of shaky moments in there, but, you know, I like to grow from those moments. And it's been – you know, I think I've definitely grown a lot from those. And, you know, if there's anything that happens to me in life that I grow from, you know, I appreciate that. Whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, if it helps me grow, I appreciate that because at the end of the day, life is all about growing each and every day. So I think it's been a great year for me. Other than losing, you know, a 3-1 lead, you know, everything's been amazing. And, you know, I have a son now. So regardless, even if I thought those things that happened to me was bad, which I don't, you know, everybody else may think they were bad, but I think they were amazing because of how much they helped me grow. If I thought those things were bad, my little man coming here took the cake. So it's been an amazing year for me. And no, I do not make New Year's resolutions. Last one I made was to stop getting texts about a couple years ago. It didn't work, so I gave up. That was this past year? No, I don't think so. See? I gave up. Somebody else can have those. I'll just try to continue to get better. One specific thing, they ain't really for me. Happy New Year's, everyone.
And this five-game homestand picks back up on Monday with the team's first game of 2017 as the Denver Nuggets visit Oracle Arena.